Also in March, but bringing us back to this country and to the present day, is the launch of a new app called Tubi, which aims to give filmgoers the opportunity to decide how much they want to pay for a movie ticket. The news appeared in an article on the Conversation website, authored by two film scholars, one of whom joins me to explain more about this initiative. Deb Verhoeven from Deakin University.
Tubi is a little startup that's happening in Australia, and it'll be launched in late March, which will enable cinema goers to purchase tickets where they can negotiate the price. So, for example, if you don't want to pay more than a certain amount and you're prepared to compromise on where you see a movie and when you see the movie, it will offer you those sorts of discounted tickets.
Where has this idea come from? I mean, does it work anywhere else in the world? Is it up and running somewhere?
It works in other industries. So it works really well in the airline industry. When you get on a plane, you never assume the person sitting next to you paid the same price for a seat. We do when we go to the cinema. We kind of assume people have paid more or less, with a little bit of price spread, the same price. It's all different when you look at other industries. Uber would be another example. Surge pricing is something that we would call dynamic or demand-based pricing. So when there's a lot of demand on the system, the price goes up. When there's less demand on the system, the price goes down.
Just to get my head around the potential benefits for moviegoers, why will a ticket be cheaper because of this system? I mean, in what circumstances will you be paying less for a film?
In most circumstances. So you'll say, my preference is that I don't want to pay more than $10 to see a movie. Show me all the sessions of this movie, movie X, where I don't have to pay more than $10. And the app will give you a list of all the places that you could go and all the times that you could go for that price point.
And that's kind of worked out by the app in collaboration with the exhibitor, who's probably saying, look, if I charge $20 or whatever for this session on a Tuesday afternoon, I'm going to attract three people. If I bring that down to 10, I'm going to maybe attract 20. Yep. So I'm prepared to do that.
At the moment, only 16% of all seats in Australian cinemas are sold. So there's a large number of seats that remain unsold. I'm an exhibitor. The seat I don't sell today is of no value to me tomorrow.
Right.
So why wouldn't I try and sell that empty seat? And why wouldn't I try and sell it to more than a person who's prepared to, you know, pay a large sum of money to see it? If I sell it at a lower price, maybe more people will come. And that's the risk the exhibitor's taking.
In China, I understand that there's a version of this system that already is in operation.
Yeah. And in China, of course, 70% of people buy their tickets online. They use popular social media platforms like WeChat to exchange information about the movies when they buy their tickets. So it's a really lovely way to get word of mouth happening much better for cinemas. And it increases, and there's some evidence for this, frequency of viewing.
What's the likelihood that Australian exhibitors will come on board with this initiative? And when do you think it's likely to really be adopted by, you know, the main players in the industry?
So at the moment, I think the app that's coming out at the end of March has about 100 screens and one chain, a small chain that's attached to it. The majors haven't committed yet, although some of them are looking at their options. I actually think that they will come on board because there's some moves also taking place in America to begin this new system of dynamic pricing. And once that happens, I think it'll fold out right through the English language cinema.
Film scholar Deb Verhoeven talking there about a new app called Tubi, which launches next month. You've been listening to RN's weekly film show, The Final Cut, with me, Jason DeRosso. If you do access this program as a podcast, be sure to rate us and leave a review at your podcast platform of choice. I'll see you next week when I have a special guest on the show, Martin Scorsese.